6 months ago, more than 5,500 children displaced by Hurricane Katrina ended up in Houston public schools. The district opened three new elementary schools to make places for them. Many of those kids have returned home by now, but one of the schools is still open. It's called New Orleans West. Houston Public Radio's Capella Tucker reports more than 300 children go to classes there every day.
New Orleans West is tucked away in a quiet Houston inner-city neighborhood of low-income, single-story homes. The Houston school system was no longer using the three-story structure, so it was available for use by Katrina evacuees. New Orleans West school principal Gary Robichaud says making the evacuee children feel at home is part of the goal.
I mean, we want to keep the spirit of New Orleans here, and we want the kids to remember, you know, the city that we all came from.
And the staff has worked hard to do that. For example, next month, the school plans a jazz festival. Last month, the parking lot became Canal Street as students in green and purple masks staged their own Mardi Gras parade, tossing throws to staff and teachers. At the parade, Angela Page says the school is succeeding, making her five-year-old daughter, Nataki, feel at home.
It reminds them of their schools in New Orleans, even though it's a lot of kids from a lot of different schools, but the teaching, knowing that you're around somebody who attended a school in New Orleans made you feel more comfortable because you know they could easily relate to what happened and what was going on.
The teachers and principal at New Orleans West understand. They are all evacuees as well. Robichaud led a state charter school in New Orleans. The school, located near Lake Pontchartrain, was washed away.
We had a lot of students here in Houston. We came to help our students in Houston get into schools. And there were just so many kids here. It was so overwhelming, the amount of kids that wanted help to get into schools.
School officials decided to open a campus in Houston and enrolled 500 evacuees. Teachers from a number of New Orleans schools heard about the school in Houston and came looking to help. Robichaud says the first couple of months were emotional for everyone, but especially for the children.
Kids being homesick, kids crying. So it was tough in the beginning, but that ended up bringing everybody closer together. So everybody has shared the same experience. All the teachers here are from New Orleans, too.
Teachers say the children were confused at first, but all 35 members of the faculty have been doing their best to be supportive. Terrence Manuel is the detention monitor and helps students who have not completed their homework. He says the students didn't take school seriously.
Do the grades count? Do the school count? How long are we going to be here? We're going to plan on leaving. We're going to be here a month or two. I told them just like ordinary school session, ordinary school year, that we'll be here every day. Your grades do count and do the best you can and make academics your first priority.
Manuel encourages the students to focus on their grades and to put the storm behind them. Students say the teachers act as if there was no hurricane. Seventh grader Stephen Jones says it helped him and his friends focus and put the experience behind them.
Well, we talk about a lot of stuff, but we don't bad talk about the hurricane because, like, through the hurricane, something bad happened, so we don't bad talk about it like that.
When the school year ends, Jones' family plans to move back to New Orleans. They are joining the more than 150 families who have already left. Enrollment has dropped to 350. But the school has been well received in the community. It now has a waiting list of Houston families who hope the school will stay so their children can attend. For NPR News, I'm Capella Tucker in Houston.